We are continuing with Waterford Music Week here on The Big Breakfast Blah on WLR all of this week. And we have in studio Tara Kennedy, who has joined us. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Also known as Aliens in Caves.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the name, first of all.
It's a fun story. Well, I think it's fun, but a lot of people are like, that's too boring. So I used to be huge on Tumblr. When I was like 13,
Tumblr.
I was one of those kids. And there's this artist that I followed who did like fan art of like my favorite shows and stuff called Alice in Caves. But I always thought it was Aliens in Caves. So I was like, that's really cool. And then when I realized it was Alice in Caves, I was like, I'm going to steal this. Mm-hmm. This is cool. I'm going to steal this. So I changed all my socials to Aliens in Caves and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Yeah.
Mm. It's certainly memorable. Nobody's done it before.
Yeah, because I had a name before. It was Sky High, but it was spelled S-C-Y-H-I.
Right.
So everyone was struggling to kind of...
Sky.
Yeah.
Sky.
You need a name that's easily identifiable. Like last year, there's a rapper called Dave, right?
Yeah.
And I had a conversation in the office with people going, that's a bad name, because when you type Dave into Google,
there's like 20 Daves.
Yeah. Or you're just going to get the TV channel. But obviously he got big enough that when you once you type Dave in, he's one of the first results to come up. But yeah. Aliens in Caves, nobody's coming near that.
Mm-hmm.
So can we say no gaps in between Aliens?
Yes,
and
no gaps. It's all
no gaps.
The one.
All the one word, like a horse race, a horse that we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, you are in school at the moment in Water Park doing the Leaving Cert in June.
Yes.
Fun. But you have been writing music. Obviously, we've heard two of your songs already. You're going to perform another one for us. Is music just your life?
It always has been, and I think it always will be.
From when and what is it? Guitar from the start?
It was piano at first, actually. I did classical piano from when I was about 5 to about 10.
Fabulous.
Yeah. I can't play piano now, though. We have a piano at home and I just like, I can do the...
Chopsticks.
I can do the scales and that's it. But I had this whole like prepubescent rebellious phase of like, I'm not going to do music. I want to be in the corporate world. And then, for my 12th birthday, I think I got a guitar and that went out the window and I just started writing. And from then, I just got a love for writing music. Yeah.
So the plan is after school to go to WIT and study this professionally. So is there a sort of a business element to that, or is it just the songwriting side of it that you're more
I'd like to do music business. I think that's kind of it's interesting because I like the kind of managerial type. Like the part of music as well, because it's an interesting industry.
It really, I was literally just going to say it. When I left school, I also wanted to do music, and I fell into radio accidentally, is the short version of that story. There was either music theory or music technology was just about to be a thing. And then, but now you have music technology, you have music theory, you have music business, you have music content. Like the whole social media world has blown the opportunities wide open. So if music is your thing, you pick an avenue and go for it.
And there's a career there now, you know what I mean? Whereas I suppose in our day it would have been like, what, you're going to be a musician, get a real job. Now it is actually a career.
Because it's in you or not. Even if you ended up working in an accountant's office, somebody who wants to write music is still going to write music.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have been writing music, obviously, during lockdown and all of that, writing away. Is there an EP on the horizon or what's the plan?
There may be an album on the horizon, which is very exciting.
You have been productive.
The back burner.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not telling anyone, but this is a little bit of an exclusive. Ooh, I'm going to the studio next week.
Awesome.
And I'm
going
to crack out a few tunes. And one of the tunes that I'll be cracking out is one I'll be playing for you.
Okay, so what is that called?
It's called Boy Scouts.
We'll take a bit of that and we'll chat more.
Pouring out your eyes, and if you ever drain my heart out for you. I'd let you keep the pool. Keep the pool. You're tearing me apart, and I'm surrendering my broken heart. If you only knew, oh God, all the things I would do to you. You're tearing me apart, and I'm surrendering my broken heart. If you only knew, oh God, all the things I would do.
An exclusive from the brand new album, which is on the way, Boy Scouts from Aliens in Caves from Waterford. Brilliant. Tell us a little bit about that song.
I was in Lanzarote back in October. It was just a little like, Mam was like, do you want to leave the country? And I was like, yeah. And of course, I couldn't bring any of my instruments with me because that's just too much money for baggage. And I started writing that song. And it was like, it was at a time where I was like really angry at someone, but also it was like a romantic anger, you know, where it's like, I hate you.
Is there any
like,
other type?
It's the most inspirational type.
It is. Like, I was like, I hate you, but like, please just like talk to me.
Yeah. Also, I need a song right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wrote that on a whim at the breakfast table while eating like an omelette.
So it was either going to be called Boy Scouts or Omelette.
Yeah.
Omelette from Lanzarote.
Yeah. It was a good omelette though. They had a good breakfast bar.
Yeah.
So what is the writing process for you? I mean, is it like that? Is it something that has to happen to you in your life and you're thinking, I want to write a song about this? Or what is the process?
Sometimes it is like something happens and I need to write it. But sometimes just an idea comes into my head. I'm like, I have to write this down. Like, I'm not very traditional where like everyone like they have like a little book to write their song. I just do it on my phone. It's so easy. Yeah, you just whip out your phone and you can jot down all the words that you want and then... You have voice notes as well that you can record it, which is much handier than like having a little book. Mm.
Do you find you need those, or can if an idea is good enough, does it stick in your head, or do you have to come back to the phone? Or?
Some ideas do stick in my head, like Golden. I wrote that at the start of lockdown, and that was the bass line was stuck in my head until I wrote it down.
Yeah. And do the words come first and then the music? Or
the words do come first.
Ah, very good. Important. Mm. Right, well, listen, we love what we've heard so far. Can't wait to hear more. As you heard exclusively a few minutes ago, you are heading into the studio to hopefully do an album. We expect something on our desks by, well, we can maybe do the leaving the first time.
Yeah, maybe.
I was just going to say, what an awesome year. I'm doing the leaving / recording an album.
Very busy.
Yeah. Well, keep it up. And we are loving, as I said, what we've heard so far. Best of luck in the leaving search.
Thank you.
No Shakespeare this year, which you're delighted at.
No, it's great.
Phew. But plenty more music to come, I hope.
Yes.
Great stuff.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Tara
you very
Kennedy,
much.
Aliens in Caves. Thank you for joining us.